If the world seems to be ever more chaotic, you are not imagining it. Getting your financial affairs in order is essential. That is what a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap will do for you. Combining lifetime income with Stanford University recommended RIGs and tactical portfolio strategies to help you address inflation, we can help you weather this instability. Go to csrp.info for an appointment. And remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims paying ability of the issuing company.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Total meltdown and freak out over Trump's appointments. You know what these appointments tell me? And look how very different they are from who he chose last time.
Yeah.
Last time what happened was that the Senate, run by Mitch McConnell, who hates Donald Trump and tried to frame him in the Russia collusion hoax, gave Trump lists he could choose from. Of people he could appoint to head the FBI and the DOJ and stuff like that. In other words, people that the Senate would find acceptable to serve in his cabinet, people they would approve. It turns out pretty much every one of them was a snake. Those people said a lot of really nice things at the confirmation hearings and then promptly went right inside the FBI and DOJ and started trying to put Trump in prison. Well, that'll wake you up real quick when the swamp does that to you. Tells you, oh, these guys are great. Don't worry, they got your back. No, they're great. And they're the only ones we'll approve anyway. So if you want to get your people through, you have to pick from our list. A lot of people don't know that. Trump did, yes, pick from a list, but it was pre-selected by the swamp. It turns out to make sure he went to prison. So this is the kind of relationship that Trump has had with the Senate. And that's when they're Republican. Think about that for a minute. So Trump has been burned. It nearly put him in prison. In fact, he'd be in prison today, Lee, if it weren't for a couple of freaky coincidences where he got lucky. It didn't have anything to do with the legal defense. I mean, he's innocent, but the people, you know, trying to persecute him and prosecute him ended up committing crimes, and that opened the door, like in the classified documents case, for the case to be tossed out. The FBI absolutely committed felony level crimes of, you know, with evidence tampering and then lying to the court about it in that case. And then admitting in writing they lied to the court. I mean, you can't get a cleaner felony than that in terms of perjury. And that gave the judge the basis to throw it out. Anyway, he got lucky that the people investigating him made massive errors. It happened in Georgia, too. Or they broke laws themselves or appeared to. That's still being decided with Fani Willis. So all of that was going on, Lee, with Trump. And he learned, you know, these lists that came to me from the swamp of people I ought to endorse and, oh, they're really good, they're not so good. And these appointments are a sign that Trump gets it. And if you look at what he's doing, it's kind of really cool. Like, if this was Silence of the Lambs, I recently rewatched one of those. Oh, such good movies. If this was Silence of the Lambs, we'd be looking at the individual crimes and going, there's a pattern here. There's a pattern here, Starling. And what is the pattern? Trump is appointing people who were victims of these agencies to head them, like Tulsi Gabbard. What's director of national intelligence? The top intel cop in the country. Now think of the irony of that. This is a woman on the TSA's terror watch list who will now run and oversee the intelligence functions of the TSA. DNI is over the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, the GSA, and any of the other intelligence functions. And when I say over, the purpose of the DNI office is to watch all of the intelligence and fuse it together. In other words, to overcome the blocks between the offices, the top intel cop in the country. While, okay, so think about this, being appointed while she's literally on the terror watch list, cannot get on a plane without dogs, an extensive, search of her personal, her body. And I went through that recently at an airport because I guess I'm on a list now. I don't know. It was terrible. It left me in tears. It was absolutely awful. I felt violated. I can't imagine what she feels like when she flies. And she's got to be accompanied by dogs and air marshals, plural. She's a victim of the intel community. Well, now she's over the intel community. It's so cool. It's like a movie, like it would never happen in real life, but that's what he's doing. And then you go and take a look at Matt Gaetz. There's a lot of confusion this morning about Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz has been an absolute savage critic of the deep state. And that's put a target on his back. So the deep state announced, leaked the DOJ that, you know, he might be under investigation for drugs and sex trafficking. Ooh, that sounds dangerous. And maybe even with underage girls, maybe not. Yeah, that's bad. Yeah, he's under investigation. When they announced this, when he was running in a primary, what did the voters think? They laughed and elected him anyway.
Yeah.
And then you know what the DOJ did? They never produced charges or evidence and dropped the case. In other words, they framed him. What agency again is Trump appointed? Oh, the DOJ. Yeah. Ah. Probably the biggest victim currently in Congress of the DOJ, although he resigned yesterday.
Yeah, so which puts an end to the House investigation, Ethics investigation.
And he would not shut up, which is why, and I'm going to play some of the audio, you'll see why that they went after him. Because he has continued to harangue and harass the heads of these agencies for the very real crimes they have committed. And he's done it very effectively in a way that's made him go viral on the internet. So what happened? Well, when he began criticizing Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, for sneaking off and cutting a deal with the Biden White House to expand the federal government by 40%, stabbing Republicans in the back, Gaetz had it and he threw the gauntlet down and said, no, we're not doing it. We're getting rid of U.S. Speaker. We're not doing that. We're not passing Nancy Pelosi's budget over and over again. Not when you promised us we could have appropriations bills. Well, that put him at loggerheads with the deep state and with Kevin McCarthy, who then recycled those Justice Department slurs into an ethics investigation. Again, if the guy did it, Lee, if he sex trafficked women, I don't want him to be the head of the DOJ.
Right.
Show me the evidence. Charge him.
Yeah, make the charges.
Go charge him.
Yeah.
Go charge him. And not when he's in the middle of a Republican primary. And you're trying to get rid of him because you want to silence him. No, like, do it now. Show us the evidence. They can't. They won't. So this is what this is. So now we've got folks in the Senate going, oh, no, ethics investigation. He had lunch by two. By who? His mortal enemy, Kevin McCarthy, who he successfully dethroned. Something, by the way, Matt Gaetz worked on for a while. It didn't happen suddenly. He had to build the votes for it. Kevin didn't like that. And he went and slapped the ethics investigation on him. Now, am I saying he's innocent? No. I'm saying they have not proved it. And they're slinging the mud today. So anyway, what is Gaetz, Lee? He's a victim of the agency, just like Tulsi is a victim of the deep state, particularly the intelligence wing of the deep state. And she will now run it. It's glorious. Which brings us to Pete Hegseth, who isn't qualified to run the Pentagon. I mean, I'm going to give the left that point. I'm not going to be clowning myself arguing anything else. He has been in leadership roles where he has managed up to 300 troops at a time. Why then choose him to run the whole military? Well, he has been a savage critic of forever wars, of undeclared wars, of the way we send these men into war unnecessarily, of our foreign engagements. He is not a fan of Ukraine. He's been a harsh critic of that. And he's done the work of running a nonprofit that takes care of the shattered bodies of men who have come back. He's being sent in there because he's never been at the top management level.
Yeah.
The idea is he is to represent, and in a weird way, sort of almost minister to these people that are on the ground, the ones, Lee, who will not join the military anymore.
Yeah. Well, with Democrats, would you prefer that someone from the military-industrial complex with connections to the military for decades be the one that is the civilian in charge of the Department of Defense? And how has that worked out for us over the past few decades?
See, that's the really weird thing about Pete Hegseth. This is the kind of guy that 10, 15 years ago, when Democrats were the Dove Party,
yeah,
and not the party of war, they'd have been like, yeah, this is exactly the guy,
right,
we want. The guy,
yeah,
who doesn't want any more guys dying unnecessarily.
Right.
And ridiculously.
The common man on the front.
Exactly.
On the front line, the one who's actually facing the enemy, who's taking the enemy fire.
So if you look at it, Hegseth is also a victim of the agency he will now run, or he represents a class of people that are. And you know what, Lee? They're not joining anymore because of it. They get it. They get that it's a meat grinder. They get that the swamp gets tired of stuff and just capitulates and then starts paying the enemy. I mean, we've given more than $1 billion to the Taliban to keep them in power. They're still a terror group.
Yeah.
They get millions of dollars every week from the Biden administration. I know it's crazy. Those are people who did Abbeygate, the sent a suicide,
yeah,
bomber. Yeah. They let them through.
Yeah. The killed 13 brave
them.
Americans, yeah.
And so you look at that, and you look at a Pentagon that does that, and particularly a Pentagon where that sniper begged to kill that suicide bomber. So they'd seen him training for days. Pentagon said no. So Trump's like, I don't want any of you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to bring in a guy who, at the height of the Iraq war, said, you know what I'm going to do when it's most dangerous? I'm going to join the infantry. That's what I'm going to do. That guy. That's who Trump wanted, i.e., and I use the term victim lightly because I can't think of another better word for it. But somebody who's been persecuted by, forgotten by, or otherwise abused by these agencies are all running them now. And so when you see that, that's the pattern for all of these. Tulsi, Matt Gaetz, because nobody knows like Matt Gaetz how we need to reform these agencies, specifically what we need to do it. So this to me, Lee, this says, and this has shocked them, that this is war.
If the world seems to be ever more chaotic, you are not imagining it. Getting your financial affairs in order is essential. That is what a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap will do for you. Combining lifetime income with Stanford University recommended RIGS and tactical portfolio strategies to help you address inflation, we can help you weather this instability. Go to csrp.info for an appointment. And remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims paying ability of the issuing company.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's what, 7:38 in the morning? Did you drop the kids off, get them on the bus? You go, phew. Yeah, you rushed them out the door. And what'd you do? You didn't have time to make a hot meal, so you made them cereal. Sent them off with their lunch money, I bet. Probably didn't have time to make them lunch either. That happens to me sometimes, too. I did when my kids were actually in physical school. And I just, you know, kind of punt those days and sent them with the lunch money. Well, here's the crazy thing. If that's how you've gone through your day, and most Americans do, including my kids, did your kids go trick-or-treating recently? Yeah, you need to know what was in all that. Story starts today with Lunchables. You seen Lunchables in the school cafeteria? Seen Lunchables in the supermarket? You know, it's that sort of pre-prepared food, and it's like crackers and, you know, pizza and stuff like that. Headline, Lunchables pulled from school menus after testing positive for lead. Weird, right? That's awful. Give kids lead? Yeah, the worst thing for them developmentally. Sexually. Their sexual development's a hormone inhibitor as well. Causes neurological defects, neurological problems. Where was it again? Oscar Mayer's Lunchables, but not the ones you buy in the store. No, a special batch of Lunchables purchased by the federal government, put in schools all across the country. Under the Oscar Mayer brand, they were part of the National School Lunch Program. They were in most schools, loaded, as at least as far as, you know, detectable, acceptable levels with lead. The worst offenders were the turkey and cheddar cracker stackers and extra cheesy pizza. Now, I had seen this a couple of years ago and thought, wow, hope they get sued. Must have been some quality control somewhere that went awry. I mean, look, we all know nobody's really trying to turn the frogs gay. Or are they? Before, I would have rolled my eyes. But now is the day of RFK. Who was able to discover the lead in the Lunchables? Consumer Reports. Why? They're on a tear. They've been on a tear for the last couple of years. Testing foods marketed to children. And it is the weirdest thing. Because they keep coming up full of lead. Again, if it was one time or other poisons, that'd be one thing. But wow, this stack that I have in front of me, you start to think, folks, that, you know, maybe RFK's onto something. Even stranger, when you look at the side effect profile of the stuff we keep finding in foods that most children consume, we keep finding things with the same side effect profile. Developmental delays, lowered IQ, and interferes with hormones, interferes with puberty, interferes with fertility. Whether it's chloramequat or lead or cadmium, it's just weird. Interferes with the nervous system, causes ADHD-like symptoms. Well, here's just an example of what I'm talking about. You start with the Lunchables, and then you go, oh, wait, Walmart apple juice. My kids drank that. Yes, yeah, loaded with arsenic. Has the same effect as lead, oddly. Developmental delays, inhibits sexual and hormone development, causes all kinds of problems with your neurological system. Targeted who? Marketed who? Kids. Weird. Okay. Let's keep going. Did your kid go trick-or-treating for Halloween? Weird, right? Consumer Reports. There it is, lead. Again, lead and cadmium. High detectable levels in 16 out of 48 products. Unfortunately, they were the most popular ones, like Hershey's chocolate milk. Your kid drink that? Chocolate bars too. Hot cocoa as well. Detected in 100% of the 48 products that they tested, which is most of the name brand ones. Particularly high levels in 16, but the levels in the other 48 are not legal. Weird. Consumer Reports. Let's keep going. So anyway, I started this segment off with, so you were in a hurry this morning. It's, you know, same thing with my family. We do it. What did you feed your kids? Cereal? Just get them on a bus, right? Get them in the car, get them in the school line. You're in a hurry. We all are. And then you what? Handed them money for lunch? You double dosed them with lead. And chloramequat, which has the same side effect profile as lead. It's a pesticide. And they're finding it in most non-organic cereals. 4 out of 5 Americans test positive for little known toxic chemical found in Cheerios. Causes infertility, delays puberty. This is a headline, UK Daily Mail. It's called chloramequat. It's a pesticide. Basically, every major brand of cereal that's not organic and some that are have it. It reduces fertility, inhibits testosterone. Have you been by a bus stop in recent years? I've noticed something about boys. They look more like girls. No, I mean, it's more, it's like a body shape thing. It's not all of them, but it's a lot of them. It's a body shape thing. They look soy, like maybe a little more feminine than previous generations. And we keep like testing them and finding out that they have very, very low levels of testosterone. We've been talking about that on the show. Did you give them non-organic cereal this morning? Yeah. Did you give them money for lunch? Yeah, a lot of parents did. Didn't have time to make the lunch. And if you did, you probably bought Lunchables anyway. Well, you double dosed him by noon with lead. Chloramquat. Things that have, weirdly, the same exact profile. Developmental delays affect intelligence, affect fertility, delay puberty, interfere with puberty hormones. It's weird, right? Let's keep going. That Halloween candy, loaded with lead. Consumer Reports. At some point, you gotta kinda ask, is this a coincidence? Or something else going on here? Or maybe it's just lack of industrial controls in the government that's supposed to be regulating these things. The government that we trust just lets them do whatever they want, like RFK says. I don't know. And look at this. Again, Consumer Reports. Many of America's favorite chocolates contain concerning levels of heavy metals linked to cancer. By the way, if you want to get around the pesticides that are in, by the way, that pesticide's illegal in Europe because it's toxic. It's in 4 out of 5 cereals, though. They have a couple. You can look it up in the UK Daily Mail. They have a couple of brands. We use them now that are actually at Whole Foods that are organic, and they did not detect that pesticide in. So you think about a child's day. What Americans buy? How did the government end up buying Lunchables specifically for the lunch program in schools across the country? This is not going to the grocery store. Loaded with lead. Are we ever going to get to the bottom of that? Something's up here, folks. You could tell it by the way our kids look. The way the kids look at bus stops. Give them another look. They don't look quite like we did. It's like they've been eating something bad and it needs to stop. Breitbart reports that these particular Lunchables are a different formula than the ones found in the grocery store. Quote, a specialized recipe that incorporates more protein and whole grains to keep kids powered through the day, reduce saturated fat and sodium, increase serving size, yeah, and the lead. Who sold these to the federal government again? Kraft Heinz. Just saying. Specifically for the federal school lunch program. And so ubiquitous and widespread, they ended up in most schools. Honest question, was it a mistake or something else?
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Hurricane Helene was a wake-up call on preparedness. Many realized how vulnerable they were without water, food, power, and are now taking steps to protect themselves. At Common Sense Retirement Planning, we have specialized in financial prepping for more than 2 decades. We've created a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap to help you achieve the safe and secure future you envision. Go to our website, csrp.info, for an appointment. Remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims-paying ability of the issuing company.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.